Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, Ireland's largest music festival, Electric Picnic, gets underway in County Laois today, with 70,000 people expected to attend the three-day festival in Stradbally. Organisers have, however, announced the festival will take place a fortnight earlier next year, from August 16th to August 18th, 2024. Not everyone is happy about that change date, one of them being John Fitzpatrick, who's chair of the Irish Farmers Organisation in Laois. And John, you're welcome to the programme this evening. You're not happy with this planned change date for Electric Picnic, why not?
We're concerned, and I suppose the first thing I'd like to point out is that we're IFA are not against Electric Picnic. The main reason is Stradbally is the tillage centre of County Laois, and the middle of August is the centre of harvest time. It takes an awful lot of traffic. There's a depot, a depot for delivering the corn right in the centre of Stradbally. It attracts a huge amount of traffic, slow-moving, large machines at that particular time. And you add in 70,000 people coming into roughly the same area at the same time, and that's going to lead to safety issues and lots of other issues that we are concerned about.
Okay, so that could cause problems for people going to the concert and could cause problems for farmers themselves trying to go about their work. Could the farmers, is it possible to delay the work and maybe start it 2 weeks later?
No, that's not possible, because when the harvest is ready, it's ready. You have to just go with it. That can't be changed. Sometimes you're working on a very fine deadline as regards maybe there could be bad weather approaching. And no, once the harvest is ready, it's ready.
Were the organisers in touch at all, John, about this before they announced the change date?
No, the organisers haven't been in touch with IFA. This came as kind of a bolt out of the blue, and one we weren't expecting.
Okay, so let's just play it out then and assume that this does go ahead. What does that look like, do you think, for everybody involved?
Well, it looks like mayhem, really, because I'm sure there's people giving out about farm machinery on the road at harvest time, wide machinery, slow-moving machinery. There's certainly people giving out about, say, the Electric Picnic, the queues going into Electric Picnic. You put both together and you nearly have a car park on all the approach roads. Nobody goes anywhere. And that's huge safety concerns, and there's no win for anybody in that situation.
And when you say this, there's huge safety concerns, what would you be concerned about from that perspective?
I'd be concerned that people might try unnecessary moves, say, maybe dangerous manoeuvres with cars, not understanding the large machinery, maybe the wide area, the turn. I'd say a combine can, on some of the roads, combine can be nearly the full width of a road.
And so you could have, you're saying, if you have big, long queues of traffic, possibly because of the combine harvester, people get frustrated trying to get to the concert.
Yes, and impatient, and maybe try some manoeuvre that could be completely dangerous.
Okay. And could it cause problems for farmers aside from the danger, farmers themselves, or is it more likely to cause problems for concert goers, do you think?
Well, it's going to cause problems for both parties, because both people are directly involved, and we'd be just concerned about that safety issue. You know, if one person is going to be hindered, well, both are going to be hindered.
Have you been in touch with the organisers yet to see what can be done?
Individual farmers were in touch. We will be in touch with them to see can we compromise, come some sort of a compromise. And obviously we'd like, if the date could go back to September, which it has worked for everybody up to now, not allowing that, we'd have to come up with some sort of a compromise, maybe for a minimum disruption for both parties. But in its present form, it's not workable.
Okay. Just finally, will you be going to Electric Picnic yourself? Some big names performing this weekend, the Killers, Niall Horan, Paolo.
Unfortunately, I won't be going this year. From where I'm living, I will be able to hear it from a distance. Okay. But I won't be attending this year, unfortunately.
All right. Well, hopefully it'll work out for next year, John. And as you say, some compromise can be reached. Thank you very much for joining us. That's John Fitzpatrick, Chair of the Irish Farmers Organisation in Laois.